I'm Emily Jones with GPB News. It's not hard to meet a gator in Georgia. Waterways in South Georgia are full of them. But there's a lot we don't know about these big reptiles. I went to the Okefenokee Swamp to meet the researchers and alligators hoping to change that. Kristen Zamitis from UGA is standing in the bow of a small boat, holding an antenna high over her head. It's connected to a small device that looks sort of like a walkie-talkie. Zamitis is listening for a signal from a tracker attached to an alligator named Cypress.
It's essentially just like listening to your favorite radio station. I'm listening to my favorite alligator.
There's not much to hear from Cypress, who can be tough to find. We managed to pick up her signal, but never actually see her. That's one reason the satellite trackers are so important. Zamitis can keep tabs on the gators even when she can't see them and monitor what they're up to when she's not in the swamp. She hopes all the data will offer some answers.
There's just so much that we don't actually understand about them.
People hunted alligators nearly to extinction, then saved them with an Endangered Species Act listing. They're now abundant in the Southeast, and people have gotten familiar with how they act. But
we have hypotheses. We think we understand kind of what's going on, but scientifically, we need to look into it a little bit more and figure out, okay, we know this happens, but why is it happening?
It's not just scientists like Zamitis who want these answers. Okefenokee Swamp Park is helping fund the research. The park's boat guides spend their days on the water, talking with visitors. And the gators are speaking up for themselves, too, in a way. Cypress and fellow tagged alligators Sally and Audrey Lane are all on Twitter.
The gators now have a voice to talk to people about their lives, when they're nesting, when their babies are born, how they move. Why are gators important?
That's Chris Fisher, the founder of OSearch. The organization has made a splash with its online tracking of sharks, many of whom have Twitter accounts. Fisher says with big predators, this approach can help people move from fear to fascination.
They realize, oh my gosh, if we don't have an ocean full of giant sharks, we're in big trouble. Oh my gosh, if the swamp doesn't have a healthy population of large gators, this whole ecosystem is in trouble.
Okefenokee alligator Sally is doing her bit to keep the population strong with a nest full of eggs. This one's easy for Zamitis to check on. It's right next to a wooden walkway through the swamp.
Oh yes. Her nest hatched! Those all of her babies.
Oh my goodness, they're so tiny!
Oh my goodness.
Itty-bitty alligators, black with yellow stripes, are just visible in the black water.
I need to see how many babies there are, so I'm going to just try and count how many there are.
We're both kneeling at the edge of the walkway, counting and snapping pictures when...
There she is. Okay, get on this side. Sorry.
What was that?
That's her.
Mama gator Sally is lurking under the boardwalk, making sure we humans don't mess with her kids.
Alligators are one of the best moms, in my opinion. She stayed right here. She hissed at everyone who came on the boardwalk.
And now that the eggs have hatched, she'll keep protecting her babies until they can fend for themselves. Zamitis, meanwhile, is hoping to take genetic samples from the babies' tails so she can learn even more about them as they grow up. For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones in the Okefenokee Swamp.